This is Engage in the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart, and thanks for joining us once again.
Always enjoy it, Scott.
We, of course, talk a lot on this program about the importance of programs and initiatives that benefit students, and today we wanted to discuss how students are not only helping themselves, but the university as employees at Missouri State. So first tell us, how many student employees are there at the school?
You know, this year there are 2,800 student employees, plus a group of students we don't always think about as student employees, our graduate assistants. There are 502 of them in addition to that.
Okay. And some of those are part of the federal work-study program, is that right?
Yes. The undergraduate students, about 300 are part of the federal work-study program, and so the federal government funds their wages to work at the university. But, you know, so the biggest group of them, however, are working in residence life. They're working at JQH and Hammond Student Center, Foster Family Recreation Center, the bookstore. Those are really the big employers on campus for our students.
The concept of student employment at college is not new, so tell our audience something that they may not know about student employees at Missouri State.
You know, one of the things I don't think everybody knows is that about 80% of our students work somewhere. And so while they all can't work on campus, you know, we just said there are about 3,300 that work on campus. The great bulk of them, 70 to 80% in any given semester, are working to help pay their way through school. Most of our students come from middle-income and working-class families, and their parents don't have the ability to just pay all their tuition and costs of living. And so so many of our students work to pay their way through school, and that's, you know, I think that's good, too. I mean, it also helps keep their student loan debt down and teaches them all the good things that go with having to show up for work on time with a positive attitude, a work ethic. And so we've got a great group of students, and almost all of them are working.
And then the university also makes an effort to reach out to international students, employ them on campus, and that's a learning experience for them, I'm sure.
It is, and for a lot of those, for those students, their only opportunity for work is on campus because they have student visas, and that student visa prohibits them from working off campus, and it limits their work on campus to 20 hours. And so, you know, if you go to a basketball game at JQH Arena, you will see that many of the workers are international students, and that's because that's one of the few opportunities they have to earn a little extra money and help pay for their cost.
And then the total number you said of student employees, is that something that fluctuates year to year? Is it something that stays pretty steady?
You know, it does. Obviously, you know, 3 years ago when Foster Family Recreation Center came online, there was another significant opportunity to add 150 to 200 people at any given time to that workforce. And, you know, as our resident enrollment population grows, those numbers change. Obviously, this year we have Sunvilla offline. Next year, Sunvilla will be online, and so additional opportunities there. And so, sure, it changes, and people cycle in and out of jobs. And so, you know, even if today 2,800 people are working various places on campus, it may be over the course of a year that it ends up being substantially more than that work. As you know, one job may be held one semester by one person and another semester by a different person.
Right. Okay. Put into perspective how valuable these opportunities are for students and also for the university.
You know, and they really are for both. You go to any department on campus, and you're going to find student workers. I have a great student worker in my office, Alyssa, that is involved in doing internet research and government affairs, helping in our government relations effort, and also just answering the phone and doing mailers and all sorts of things that help our office function. And that let me have one full-time executive assistant that my chief of staff and I share instead of 2.5 5 years ago. We've replaced some of that with student workers, and they do a great job. You know, they have to dress appropriately. They have to be on time. They have to be polite, even when people are not polite to them. And it's a part of learning how to be successful in the workforce. And she does a great job. And literally almost all the students that I interact with at the various offices on campus, I think, are getting invaluable experience.
And then each year, MSU does honor student employees and names a student of the year, correct?
That's right. That'll be happening during National Student Employment Week in April. And I hear you have nominated someone from your shop as well. So
yep. We have student employees here at our station as well.
They are everywhere, and they are learning, and we could not operate the university without them.
President Cliff Smart, thanks so much for speaking about student employment at Missouri State and for joining us here on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.